Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is a 1% podcast with me, Cooper Chapman. Less than 1% of your day, once a week. A place to spark curiosity around topics you think you already know. And also bring light to the good humans involved in the 1% Good Club. Well-being accountability groups dedicating 1% of their day to their mental health. What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to the 1% podcast, my favorite time of the week. If it is your first time here, thank you so much for tuning in. If you come back time and time again, I can't thank you guys enough. This community continues to grow and I love every single one of you. If you are not a member of the 1% Good Club over on Instagram just yet, head over to our Instagram page at The Good Human Factory. Send us a DM saying, I want to join the club. And you're going to get added into a community of legends, of good humans who are giving 1% of their day to their mental health. Every single morning, they do a 10-minute meditation. Every single night, we do three things we're grateful for and start a little chain. And yeah, just get around each other and try and give that 1% of our day 14 minutes to our mental health. It's completely free. It always will be. It's all about the accountability and just being part of a really positive community. So this month is Brain Awareness Month. The month of March is all about taking better care of your brain. And as many of you would know who have listened to this podcast for a while, this podcast is sponsored by Drink Arepa, which is a brain neuroscience drink. And this Saturday, we have a really special event coming up. So if you're on the Gold Coast or if you know anyone on the Gold Coast, tell them about this event because it's going to be really fun. So on Saturday, the 30th of March at 7 a.m. at Salt Mill in front of on the beach at Salt Mill Cafe in Currumbin, I'm going to be hosting a mindful morning. So what we're going to do is a little gratitude practice into a little kindness practice, into a little mindfulness practice, and a little surprise at the end, which is going to be really fun. We're going to be giving everybody free Arepa. You're going to get to take some home as well. It's going to be a really nice morning down there. And just a way to give yourself an hour on a Saturday morning on that Easter long weekend, where you're showing up for yourself, you're showing up for your brain. It's completely free. Anyone can come down, bring your friends, bring your family. It's going to be really fun. All you need to do is bring a towel. Everything else will be provided. So Saturday, 30th of March, 7 a.m., Salt Mill Cafe at Currumbin Beach. We're going to be on the grass just across the road from there. And yeah, would love to see you guys down there. I'm absolutely pumped to get to meet so many of the community. If you listen to the podcast and you live somewhere near the Gold Coast within an hour, come on down, 7 a.m. start. Would love to see you there. So if you don't know what Drink Arepa is, it is a neuroscience drink all designed to make your brain perform better, but also have good long-term brain health. Developed over in New Zealand by a bunch of neuroscientists and a bunch of people who just are wanting to take better care of their brain and their family's brain. So it's got three key ingredients, a New Zealand neuroberry, black currant, delicious flavor, also a pine bark extract, and then L-theanine. All of these things combined are scientifically proven to make your brain perform better and also help with your long-term brain health. If you head over to their website, drinkarepa.com, that's drinkarepa.com, you can use code GOODHUMAN for a big 25% off everything on their site. They've actually just brought out some new cans. I'm going to crack one right now while I record. Bang. That is the opening of a can. Oh, delicious black currant. I love this stuff. So head over to their website, use that code GOODHUMAN, big 25% off, and you can learn all about the science over there as well. So we'd love to see you guys down there. In the show notes, you can actually find everything about Drink Arepa and a sign-up form for the event on Saturday. But if you don't sign up, all good, just come on down and bring your friends as well. So this week has been a pretty busy one for me. I've been down in Melbourne for a bunch of workshops. I've been down in Melbourne for the F1 and just had a really cool week. But what else is really cool is the 1% Good Club. And every single week, I read out some of the gratitudes from the legends in the club and also read out one of the question that I send into the group on a Sunday. And the question this week was, what makes you special? And this was a hard one for people to answer. And I knew it would be because we find it very hard to not brag about ourselves, but talk about the positives. So this was a challenge on purpose to make people have to just say some positive stuff about themselves. So here's a few of the gratitudes and responses to that question, followed by my response to that question. So from group number 7, we have Gravy. Today I'm grateful for my family. I went to watch my nephew play soccer and my sister and can't believe he's almost a teenager. Number 2, having a job that can be fun. And number 3, the beautiful sunshine and how much better it can make me feel when I'm down. And the bonus question, I think what makes me special is my silliness and odd knowledge of random facts. Haha. I'm a sucker for knowledge, and when I want to know something, I go down an absolute rabbit hole, so I have such an odd collection of facts and statistics that I've gathered over the years in my little brain. And my little freckle on my right eye is also something that makes me special. Oh, Gravy, good on you. How good's knowing just random knowledge? I love listening to podcasts and documentaries and just understanding why things work, how things work, and then having random stats and facts as well. So I love that, and also a bit of silliness. We love that as well. Thanks for sending that one in, Gravy. Next, we have from group number 7, Imogen Khan. Happy Sunday. Here's my gratitudes. Number 1, spending the afternoon doing crafts with my daughter. Number 2, having time for a nap today. And number 3, a clean house. And my bonus question, probably my vulnerability. I've always been open and honest about my struggles, whether that's be my parenting, anxiety, grief. Vulnerability is my superpower. Oh, Imogen, thank you for sending through that. I reckon I'm the opposite. I wouldn't say that I'm not vulnerable, but I feel like a lot of things I hold back, maybe because of shame about certain things when it comes to money and asking for help, because I feel like I've got every opportunity to not need help. And it's something that I'm trying to get better at, is asking for help and letting people know when I'm struggling. So thank you for sending that through. That's something that I'm going to work on to hopefully be something special about me. And how good is having a nap on a Sunday? I went for a run early this morning on Tuesday. I get up at 4 o'clock on Tuesday mornings to go for a run, and I came back after my run and it was 7, and I didn't really have too much work to get into until like 9. So I took a little 7 till 8:30 nap, which was epic as well. So thanks for sending that through, Imogen. Next we have from group number 3, Ruby Brazier. Grateful for cooking a delicious meal for my family. Number 2, snuggling and resting in my warm bed. And number 3, seeing my extended family and they're all happy and well. And what makes me special is I make people smile every day. I'm comfortable in my own skin and I'm grateful for everything every day. Oh, Ruby, gratitude is a very special thing to have. To have that mindset and be able to look through the lens of gratitude is something that is so special. And making people smile every day, I completely agree, is a very special thing. So thanks for sending that through, Ruby. And lastly, we have from group number 3 also, Millie Simmons. Happy Sunday. I'm grateful for the sun going behind the clouds when there was glare on the drive home. What a great gratitude. Something you wouldn't normally be grateful for. Thanks for sending that one. Number 2, getting better at braiding my own hair. And number 3, nights getting cooler and putting my thick winter doona on my bed. Ooh, I love that too. I love sleeping under a big thick doona. And I think what makes me special is my love of nature and the sunshine, except for when it's behind the clouds, obviously. When I'm grounded, my anxiety eases and I'm pretty thankful for it. Millie, thank you. I love all them. Sorry about my comments throughout them, but yeah, I just think they're great. I think it is very special to appreciate nature and to understand the impact that it can have on us, getting out in the sunshine, getting our feet in the grass, and then, yeah, knowing that grounding really does have a big impact on our anxiety and just making us feel a lot more connected. So thank you for sending that one through, Millie. Okay, what makes me special? This is an interesting question, and as a lot of people said when I sent this question in, they find it very hard to answer. It's sometimes hard to, I guess, not sound cocky or not sound like, yeah, up yourself, I guess what some people would say. But I think it's important to be able to be proud of stuff and to be able to notice what makes you special and point that out. So I think there's a couple things maybe that make me special. One of the first ones I'd say is my desire to help people. I think I have noticed at quite a young age the impact that helping people and kindness can have, not only on the person that you're helping, but on yourself. And that's something that I've learned and that I really lean into. I feel so privileged that I've lived the life I've got to live, traveling the world as a professional athlete, experiencing amazing people, cultures, and places. And yeah, I just feel like it's my duty now to pass on the lessons I've learned and help other people. And I think that's pretty special. I mean, I guess going down the somewhat, people can look at it as arrogant or cocky, but something else that somewhat makes me special is my ability, I guess, when it comes to sports. I feel like I can generally pick up a bat or a ball and be pretty good with it. I can pick up most boards and be pretty good with it, obviously surfing. And yeah, just sport in general is something that I feel like I've always had some special talents, whether it be, yeah, on a surfboard, obviously, but with other stuff as well. I've always been able to pick it up pretty quick, which, yeah, can be pretty special sometimes. What else makes me special? I might just leave it at that right now so I don't sound too arrogant. But yeah, I just really think having a go at stuff as well. Sorry, I will say one more thing. I asked Carol, my partner, right before I jumped on to record this, what makes me special. And she said, you're always trying to get better. You're always, if you realize something that you're not good at, whether it be something to do with your communicating, whether it be something to do with anything in life, you can drop the ego and then try and improve on it and then take it on. And that's something that can be quite special. I feel like a lot of people aren't willing to change, to improve, because they think they not know everything, but think they're pretty good at stuff. I don't even know where I'm going with this, but yeah, I'm just always willing to be, be not that good at something and improve at it and always work on it and try and, constantly improve, always be growing through life, not just going through life, is, yeah, something that I think is pretty important to me. And yeah, I think it maybe makes me kind of special. Okay, this Friday, we have a really fun episode, maybe one of my favorite episodes yet ever, but definitely, I'm not going to say the best episode in this 100 days to 100Ks, but honestly, it probably is, because it's with this lady and this incredible human by the name of Lucy Bartholomew. She is an ambassador for the Good Human Factory, and she has been for a long time, but the first time we met was actually to do this podcast. We've just been following each other through socials. I send her merch, and she's an endurance athlete, a world junior champion, one of the most decorated and highly loved sports people and endurance athletes coming out of Australia, and just one of the most friendly and most knowledgeable humans I've ever met. It was really cool to learn her story about getting into ultra running at 16 years old, running a 100-kilometer race with her dad, and then some of the achievements that she's done is amazing. But the thing that's the most special about this episode on Friday is she's actually won the race that I'm doing in the Blue Mountains on May 18th before. So she has the ultimate breakdown of the race for me. We spent a good half an hour really going through pretty much every aspect of the race, but specifically we had a little view of what the race looked like in front of us. And she told me, basically broke it down into 10K segments, what parts I should be running, what parts I should be eating at, what parts I should be cruising on. And it was really, really eye-opening for me. She also explained a lot about eating and nutrition and the GI system in our body, all this stuff that I had no idea about that really fascinated me. So you guys do not want to miss this Friday's episode. Even if you're not a runner, she's just an incredible human who has resilience like no other. You're going to get a lot out of it, and I'm sure you'll want to share it with some friends. So listen to this excerpt, and I'll be back in a sec.
You know, the best thing you can do is be consistent, you know? So I always believe, like, do the basics well. You know, eat really well. Eat not enough, never. Enough always, and a little more than enough sometimes. You know, it's really important that you're putting fuel in the car that you want to drive, which is your body. Do strength training. I've only just kind of got myself back into doing it after a bit of a hiatus, and it is game changing, unfortunately. It's not sexy, but it works. Sleep really well, you know, like do the basics well. The Kenyans are the best runners in the world because they do the basics super well. Yeah. I think it's easy to think that by spending money on gadgets and gizmos that that's going to help you, but like it's like 1%ers when eating and sleeping and moving are your big 20%ers kind of thing. Getting up every day and understanding that a bad run doesn't make you a bad runner and a good run doesn't make you a good runner. It's the consistency across the non-linear journey that you're on. I think that's what makes like the best athletes in the world, is that they can do their run, put it aside, move on with their day, and show up again with an open mind for what that's going to be like the next day.
So that was Lucy Bartholomew, Good Human Ambassador, one of the friendliest humans I've ever met, and somebody who has a story that's going to inspire every single person who listens to it. So please tune in on Friday to that episode. It'll come out at 5 a.m. Okay, that's going to bring us close to the end of this episode. But the last thing I do want to remind you all of, if you are around on Saturday, come down to the Mindful Morning, Currumbin Beach at 7 a.m. in front of the Salt Mill. It's going to be a really fun morning. Plenty of giveaways, plenty of product for everyone to try out. Also, if you are in Australia, if you're anywhere in the world actually, and your business, your place that you work, or your school, if you're a high school, or a sporting club that you're involved in, if you want them to get a bit of mental health education, if you want them to have some skills to take better care of their mental health, then please get in touch with us. Head over to thegoodhumanfactory.com. You can check out our workshops. We've just done a few upgrades on the website. Would love to know what you guys think. But more importantly, if you want a workshop at your workplace, at your sporting club, or at your school, we have some incredible workshops that I deliver, plus a few other speakers who are now coming under the Good Human Factory deliver, that are now proven to actually have a big impact on your mental health. We go through a whole range of different scientific things when it comes to mental health, but then also I share a bunch of stories and different techniques that we go through together that you're going to have with you forever. So if you want to learn more about that, head over to the website. And lastly, if you want to pick up any of the merch on thegoodhumanfactory.com, use that code podcast to get a big 25% off. But the best thing you can ever do if you want to support the Good Human Factory is tell someone about this podcast. Send a text to a friend, say, hey, there's a few gratitudes in this that really inspired me today. Or if you're getting something out of the guest episodes, just share it on your Instagram story, share it with somebody, and yeah, leave us 5 stars on any platform where you're listening. Thanks for tuning in this week. See you all on Friday.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.